This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
This is true. PETA encourages people to stop using anti-animal language. This is a true story right now. Animal rights activists get their way. We'll soon be saying, bring home the tofu, not the bacon. So PETA tweeted out today that now that we're not using words that are racist and transphobic and that hurt people that are little or tiny or whatever, just as it became unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or ableist language, phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals will vanish as more people begin to appreciate animals for who they are and start bringing home the bagels instead of the bacon. Get it? Bring home the bagels.
Ugh.
So there are some of their suggestions here. Again, this is a true story. Instead of saying kill two birds with one stone, say you feed two birds with one scone. Get it? Feed two birds with one scone. Instead of saying be the guinea pig, you say be the test tube. Instead of saying beat a dead horse, you say feed a fed horse.
What?
Why you'd feed a fed horse, I don't know.
Sounds like an oxymoron.
Instead of bring home the bacon, bring home the bagels.
Bagels.
Got it? PETA, please stop using anti-animal language. Instead of take the bull by the horns, you say take the flower by the thorns.
Okay, I like that one.
But what about the flower people? Where are they speaking up?
Right, that's
flowers
true.
Flowers have feelings too.
Yeah, the Rose Association come out and go, hey, get your hands off me, lady. Leave me alone. What if you have a gluten allergy and you bring home the bagels and a kid has a reaction from the gluten?
See?
See? There's that. What if you try to feed a fed horse and it bites you? Rips your hand off.
Or explodes.
And, right. Feed two birds with one scone. What if within the scone is something that the bird chokes on and dies? What about that? I'm just saying. Here's how to remove speciesism. That's what they call it, Dawn. Speciesism. Speciesism. This is so stupid. These people are insane, by the way. The only good thing about PETA is they usually have hot, naked women on their billboards. That's the only really redeeming quality of PETA, but that's it.
They used to do, like protests, and they used to stand outside naked with red paint on them.
Those are the good old days now.
I don't think you can do that anymore.
What are some of the other phrases? You can't say, oh, they're working me like a dog. That's unfair. Working me like a dog, right? Or you can't say, what's another one? It's another good one.
Kick the can.
Kick the chicken.
Kick the cat.
Chase the chicken.
Choke like it. Oh. Or wait. Sorry. Don't say that one.
Don't
Sorry.
Choke it. Definitely well, don't choke it. So I was thinking of Rocky chasing it, but yeah, you went in a whole different Sorry. Direction. So fair enough. Well, if you think of any other phrases, do you guys have any? Do you have any other?
In the room?
Oh, the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. I like that.
We're a one-trick pony.
One-trick pony. Very good. Very good. What about the old saying, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? You ever hear that? It's a motivational saying.
Oh.
It's a motivational saying when you got something big to do in life.
Yeah.
They say, well, how do you eat an elephant? You eat him one bite at a time. Now, what you do is you eat with an elephant, one bite at a time. The two of you share a table together, eating vegan something or other, tofu, I guess.
Only if he consents, though, to wanting to eat with you.
Exactly. Only if the elephant says it's okay. You don't want to take on the elephant's, you know.
What about the cat's meow? Because that's a good one.
That is a good one.
That's positive.
Right.
A lion's share.
A lion's share, yeah. But those are all positive things, right?
That's, yeah.
Well, a bull in a china shop is very mean to bulls, Dawn.
That's
See,
one of my favorites.
That is, it's a stereotype, Dawn. Not all bulls are bad in china shops. What if the bull owns a china shop and runs a china shop? It's a stereotype. We can't stereotype animals. It's not right.
We should say a toddler in a china shop.
Like a toddler in a china
that
shop.
Would be-
very good. And the bull would never allow that. Yes, Steve in Quakertown has one. Yes, Steve, go ahead.
How about it's raining cats and dogs and I stepped in a poodle?
Yeah, there you go. That's not right. That's not right.
Take it easy.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Thank you for that. That's good.
Cats and dogs. dogs.
You got to stop using anti-animal language, all right? Don't use, don't be, what is it now?
Weasel out of something.
Ooh, yeah. Weasel. Don't say that. Weasels are upstanding animals. They never lie, weasels. Oh, and what's the other one, too? You're moving as slow as a turtle?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a stereotype. Oh, yeah. You're going to make turtles feel bad about themselves.
Not their fault they're slow.
Ooh, Mark has a good one here. Mark, go ahead.
Well, I'm glad that PETA gave us a lot of choices because they're proving that there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Boom!
Oh man.
If they didn't give us these choices, I'd be struggling. I'd be running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Love it.
That's good.
Well done, Mark. Well done. Yeah, a chicken with his head cut off. Don't ever say that. That's mean. That's very, very mean right there. I love PETA. Somebody else on Twitter, let's see here. Don't horse around. Right. You're crazy as a loon. Very unfair to loons. And also to the mentally health challenge loons. Yeah. Also very unfair to them.
Yeah, crazy loons.
Let's see. Choking the chicken. Let's see. Deer in the headlights.
Oh,
yes, Bob is right. What about deer in the headlights?
Yeah.
Sometimes deer in the headlights are doing life-saving medical research, Dawn. You can't, you know what I mean? Now, Emotional Support Rhino says, about the PETA language thing, isn't there yeast in a scone? Don't yeast have rights? They are living. You know, yeast is a living organism.
Well, that's right.
So I agree. Did the yeast consent to be put in the flour to become a scone? Mm-hmm. I don't think so, right?
So you have to ask it.
Now you're just horsing around, right? What about if you're a snake? There is a snake. That implies snakes are not good people.
See?
Well, they aren't people, but that's not what PETA believes. So, ooh, Dave in Harleysville. Dave's got a good one. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, James Cagney's turning over in his grave because he's not allowed to say, "You dirty rat."
You dirty rat. Love it. I call
my contribution.
I call Michael Cohen a rat, so I guess, you know, the same thing.
Can't say that anymore.
That's not right. Thank you, buddy. Let's see. We also have here, crazy as a fox. Yeah.
Or smart like a fox.
Smart like a... Well, that's okay. That's a positive, affirming statement. Crazy as a fox implies that crazy is bad and that foxes are crazy. And sometimes, what if the fox is just going through a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Just going through a thing. Maybe
he
lost another fox.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fox therapy.
Exactly.
Fox smells his own hole first.
Right. Wait. No idea what that means.
What is that?
Yes, bullish and bearish markets because animals shouldn't be sold. Thank you, Brian. A bull market? Not right. A bear market? Excuse me. Bears, we don't sell bear. We shoot them and eat their meat, but we certainly don't sell them. We could sell their meat. Bear meat is quite good, but who wants to eat bull?
No, it's bull.
Greg Milk's bull.
I do.
He was caught over the weekend doing that. Steve's in media. Yes, Steve.
Yeah, what you guys ought to do, quit monkeying around and get back to work.
All right, I like it. Very good. It's a good point. Thank you. Thank you for that.
They shoot horses, don't they?
I believe they do. Yes, you're right. Yes, turn them into glue. Thanks, hey, buddy. Appreciate it.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.